As I'm riding my bike by this corner, I'm watching a cop roust this dude. And my first thought was, why are you rousting this guy? And the reason I'm thinking that, basically, it was a real estate philosophy. Location, location, location. I don't know if you've seen this guy or not. I don't know how long he's been out there. But I always thought he was in a horrible spot if he actually wanted people to stop and give him a buck. The area I'm talking about is that little back street behind Rayleigh's that hooks up with Bruce Road on the south end of town. He's on that corner. You know, sometimes he's got a friend with him, and they're just sitting on the curb holding up a cardboard sign. They barely even look up. I've ridden my bike past him a couple of times and said, hey, and he barely says anything. And he's right in the middle of nothing. I mean, forget the fact that nobody on Bruce Road is going to stop because they're going 45. Nobody on that side street going toward Bruce Road are going to stop because they're looking at traffic, see if they can make a quick right turn and get on. So, I mean, his business has got to be terrible. Like I said, he's out in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around him. So I'm riding by this situation yesterday, and the cop is sitting there in the car making the guy load up all his stuff and move, and all I could think of was, this guy, really? I mean, what about all those guys at the freeway exits, at the grocery stores, downtown, where you got to step around them? This poor dude is in the middle of nowhere where barely anybody sees him, and you're making him move. Or I could have completely misread the situation. It could have just been a matter of the cops going, you know what, dude, we're going to move you to a different location. Much better spot for you, more traffic, shade tree. That may be what was going on. I don't know.